Hey guys, it's your girl Ty with the Normal Black Girl Podcast. Oh my gosh, welcome back to season 2. It's the As Fuck series. I'm breaking into you guys, so I'm gonna be doing a lot of different topics that I've been getting with the Instagram page at the Normal Black Girl Podcast, as well as on the TikTok at the Normal Black Girl Podcast, about different topics that you guys wanted to talk about. So we're definitely going to indulge in those throughout the season. I'm so excited for season 2. I did not think the first season would wrap up the way it did. I exceeded my goal of 5K. I wanted 5K streams by the end of my first season. And I think first season was about, I want to say 3 to 4 months worth of content. And I ended up with 7.6 last time I checked. 7.6K streams. I am extremely grateful. I just want to thank everyone for tuning in and listening to me, especially while I'm on this break, or I was on the break. I definitely appreciated seeing the numbers still climb on new listeners, you know, people listening to the content, enjoying the content, asking when I'm gonna come back. I know I said it in August, so here I am, towards the end of August. However, we're in this thing. So with this first episode, I want to talk about, it's going to be called Unmotivated as Fuck. So you guys know, you know, I said I was coming back in August. My goal was to come back at the very first week of August. However, I went through this rut where I was just unmotivated. And it's like, I wasn't depressed. As far as I know, I didn't feel depressed. I didn't go through anything, you know, as far as lately. I haven't went through anything. Thank God, you know, thank the higher power. That, you know, life has really been, I've been really appreciating the peace that I'm at. You know, not everything has been perfect. However, I can't say versus the things that I've been through in my past, like, this is the most at peace I've ever been, you know, and I really love it. When I started focusing on the things that love me and the people that love me versus trying to force things to happen my way or force relationships, family, friendships, trying to force those type of relationships to work out and just let them go, I've really been at peace. However, just for some reason, I just feel like, I want to say maybe I just overloaded myself, to be honest. Like, I really just became unmotivated. I didn't want to, and that's why I really gave myself the break that I needed. It's just, I have my purses. I know I was talking about in the first season doing my purse line. I have my purses. Out of the 3 samples that I have, which I am going to go ahead and try to get those sold, only like 1 out of the 3 samples that is very unique. So I'm going to go with that 1. However, I want to try, and it's like a crossbody bag. It's very cute. But I want to try to get like a bigger bag as well, or a larger bag or purse to sell. So I'm navigating that sample as well. I don't want to go ahead. I want to release it. However, it's like, I feel like I'm not ready, because how can I release something when you're not ready? But I'm also on the fence of, well, just do it, because what do you have to lose? You already put the money in it, so might as well try to get some type of money back. And then also with the podcast, you know, I've been excited for the As Fuck series. Like I said, I have a list of content that I want to, I am so excited to go through with you guys, and all the questions and the advice that people are looking for in the As Fuck series that they wanted to be addressed that I didn't possibly address or elaborate on in the first season. I wanted to go ahead and do that as well. However, with the podcast, when I say I became unmotivated, it was a very conflicted situation. I don't know if you guys have ever been through a situation where it's like, things are going good, it's going great, and then you feel like it's too good to be true, so you're like, you don't want to get your hopes up. So that's how I felt with the podcast. Like, I didn't want to get my hopes up to let be let down, but you guys, you know, telling me, tuning in, and you know, sending me the messages telling me like, hey, your podcast is very inspirational, like the advice that you're giving, I love to hear the feedback you're giving, you know, the realness, real with yourself, in which I try to be, because I literally tell people all the time, I'm not perfect. Hell, sometimes I'm not shit. I'm gonna tell you, like, sometimes we just ain't shit. And I've been an ain't shit person because I've made bad decisions like everyone else. So I want you guys to know, like, I can only speak from my perspective and what I've experienced. And everybody is not going to have the same experience as you. So I just want to thank everyone for allowing me to share my perspective and to be here the best way I know how for you guys as well as for myself. But yeah, with the podcast, like, I was just like, I knew I needed a mental break. It just felt like I wanted to do it. However, just having to do the advertising and content creating and, you know, keeping people excited about the new episodes. I'm not really big into social media. So it's very hard to, I guess, manage that side of things. And it's just very hard. For a person like me. But that's the beauty of coming out of your comfort zone. So with this season, this second season, I'm going to push myself to be more content creative as far when it comes to advertising. YouTube, guys. Lord, y'all keep asking, when are you going to do YouTube? Or when you're going to become more serious about TikTok, do some TikToks, you know. Just giving people advice or talking about current situations. And they just take a lot of time. I'm be real. Like, there's a very, very, like, time-consuming process for both of them. TikToks, you know, you know, they seem like they're short, quick, and easy. However, sorry, guys. It's like 3 o'clock in the morning where I am, and I have been suffering from insomnia lately, which is very new to me, and I'm trying to understand why I have been. And like I said, nothing has been stressing me out or anything. It's just I go to sleep, I guess, because I go to sleep so early. I work literally 12 hours from sunup to sundown, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. and by the time I get home, before it even gets dark outside, I done took a shower, ate a little something, and went in the bed by 8 o'clock. Shit, before 8 o'clock, to be honest. Sometimes by like 7:30, I'm in the bed asleep. And I've tried to take melatonin. It worked really good for me yesterday. It worked very well for me yesterday. But today I took it, and I'm still like, it didn't work. And I think it's a brand, because the brand I took yesterday was different than the brand I took today. So I'll probably go back to the old brand. I'll probably go back to the old brand because that worked best for me. However, like, I went to sleep around like 7:40. When last time I looked at the clock before I remember closing my eyes, it was like 7:41. I woke up around like 11:30 something to use the bathroom, and I've been up ever since. And I gotta be at work at 6 a.m. But I can't sleep, and so I was like, okay, let me go ahead and make my podcast episode, because I know 9 times out of 10, I'm gonna be tired when I get off. I'm gonna come home, take a shower, grab something to eat, and go back to sleep. Just a constant. So I'm trying to figure out like a way to balance my sleep schedule, which is weird because they tell you get 8 hours of sleep, and which I would if I would stay asleep. So I gotta figure out what's caused me to wake up and stay up. But like I said, mentally, like, I ain't gonna lie, y'all, like, maybe I think I know what it is. okay, so you know how when you're doing some shit that you ain't supposed to be doing, and like, but it feels so good to do it because you want it, but it's just not good timing, whatever. I think that's what it is, and it's my subconscious, and you know, it's that karma. So I definitely have to do some, I gotta do some soul searching. You know, we're all growing. I'm not perfect. We're all growing. So definitely, now that I think about this shit, it did start happening when I started the process in which I'm doing now. That's something to look into. I'll keep you guys posted once I go ahead and do the solution for what I feel like the problem is. I feel like my subconscious is kicking my ass, and rightfully so. So it's one thing that I'm not making the best decision about right now. So I feel like, yeah. But yeah. But anyways, back to being unmotivated as fuck. Alright, so unmotivated as fuck. Literally, I've been unmotivated. I've been unmotivated to do pretty much anything that has to do with my businesses. And I'm just like, and literally anything that has to do with my career that I want to do with physical therapy, like being a physical therapist assistant. I take my freaking exam in November, and I have yet to even crack open the book to study for this shit. And it's just like, bro, what the fuck? And what the fuck is wrong with me? Like, why am I so unmotivated? But yet I can scroll, I'm not gonna say I scroll on social media all day, because I don't, but even when I do, like, in an intermittent, like, I do it intermittently. Did I say that shit right? Intermittently. I don't know. I do it here and there. It didn't sound right when I said it. Maybe because I'm country as hell. I don't know. But either way, I scroll here and there, but I do it frequently throughout the day. So I'll probably like scroll for like 10 minutes on social media, then stop for like an hour or two because I'm at work, and then do another 10 to 15 minutes. Oh, yeah, this is going to be a short episode because I keep yawning. I feel like this is so rude. And it's just like, okay, I see all these ideas. I'm getting all these ideas for my businesses and what I want to do to make them expand even more. It's just doing the shit. I've just been unmotivated. So my challenge to myself for the rest of the week, since it is a fresh beginning, we're in a new week, is to try to stay off of social media unless it has something to do with my businesses. Buckle down and really start creating content for my YouTube, since it is highly requested. Like, I know I need to go ahead and start doing it. Take it seriously. Like, just go ahead and do it. Doesn't matter if the videos are perfect. And since I'm a perfectionist, that really does hinder, or that really does, like, pretty much heighten my, damn, I had the word just now, procrastination. It heightens my procrastination. Like, if it's not perfect, I don't want to post it. If I don't feel like it's my best, I don't want to post it. And we have to stop doing that. Or I definitely have to stop doing that. But yeah, guys, I've just been unmotivated. And then also, I've been buying a lot of books. However, this month, I did not read not one book, which is crazy. I didn't read not one book this month. I just realized that. exercising, I've been doing better. I've been working more, so it hasn't been as often as I'm used to, but I've been doing better, eating healthier. Started off strong. I'm gonna just say that. Started off strong in the beginning of the month. Towards the end of the month, I was over that shit. I was over the fruit, like only eating fruit and water. Like, I probably lasted maybe 15 days out the month where I just ate fruit and water, nothing else. But, I don't know what it was. I think I had a rough day at work or something. And I just wanted to make chicken from McDonald's. And I went and got that McChicken from McDonald's, and it was over ever since. But yeah, guys, like, I feel like we all have been in that situation or that stage in life where you just feel unmotivated. And that's where I've been the last couple weeks. Like, I've really been unmotivated since the ending, literally since before the ending of season one. I was feeling very unmotivated, and I was struggling to finish out season one because I was just unmotivated. I was just really unmotivated. So I'm definitely gonna go ahead and work on that because, yeah, we gotta take our craft seriously. And if I can't motivate myself, who's gonna do it? Who's gonna do it? But yeah, I'm gonna keep this episode short and sweet. Again, feel free to message me at the Normal Black Girl Podcast on Instagram, TikTok, as well as Facebook. Of course, we will continue to digest into different topics that you guys have been requesting. I cannot wait. It's some interesting topics as well as some interesting stories I want to tell you guys about, because look, your girl tried the dating world, and let's just say I'm good with being single for a little bit longer. Like, yeah, I mean, it hasn't been bad. I can't say I had a bad date, but literally, like, after, I would say, maybe the third date, fourth date, people really start showing themselves or how they really are. Because, you know, like, when you're dating, you're going to put your best foot forward at all times. However, what I look for is the consistency. Like, no, you don't have to be up my ass every, you know, time or that, but are you continuing to open doors for me? Are you continuing to be polite? Are you, like, those things that we don't look for. Like, I'm looking for those green flags. Like, what green flags do you have that are consistent? Because everybody has red flags, but I feel like if the red flags aren't too bad, you know, and you have more green flags than red, it just depends. Those red flags really depend. Because you could be, like, the nicest person in the world, but if you can't communicate, then no. I can't. Because how are we going to come to an understanding if you can't communicate with how you're feeling? But yeah, we're going to definitely get into it. I'm so excited, you guys. Can't wait to laugh with you guys, cry with you guys, scream with you guys. Just everything. But yeah, this is your girl Ty with the Normal Black Girl Podcast. Opening up season 2, episode 1 to the As Fuck series. I'm so excited for you guys to listen. Of course, you can always stream on Anchor, Spotify, as well as Apple Podcasts at the moment. I will try to go ahead and get some more on different platforms because I have been getting some international listeners, which is definitely awesome. Like, yo, who would have ever thought? Like, who would have ever thought? So I'm going to see what platforms are more on an international level. Come on podcast and start streaming on there as well. Oh, y'all heard that country ass shit? On there. Sound like chingy. I don't like the way you do it right there. No, I'm just playing. But on there. But yeah. Again, this is your girl Ty signing out from the Normal Black Girl Podcast. I'll catch you guys at the next one.